Blog Talk Radio.
Come on.
That's what I'm talking about. Bang, bang! Can't stop. Get up. Get up, y'all. I wish y'all could see me now. Y'all don't hear me. Welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via my show, via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Today is Friday, right? It's a big day, right? The weekend, right? You're going to party, right? Well, I don't know if the weather's going to agree with us, but right now, it's cloudy, overcast, and thundering, okay? It's threatening right now. It's threatening. And I'm still in the process of finishing up on my dick, okay? My dick, my back dick, the dick on my house. That's what I'm in the process of finishing up on. And I stripped it all down, and now I'm repainting it, okay? Repainting it. And, you know, I can only do what the Mother Nature allows me to do, right? So it was hot earlier, and now it's gotten to an overcast and thunder, okay? It's threatening rain. So I don't want to paint right now, you know, and then it starts to rain. All right. It may not rain. It may just threaten, and never rain. But, you know, maybe it will. I don't know. I may have to wait until another day. I was hoping I'd have a great weekend so that I could maybe try to finish up on this dick. But, We'll see what happens, right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Tonight's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, or even IRS issues, professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. So give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in and welcome. I did not have a show on yesterday because, again, I'm working on my dick and I'm trying to get it done. I'm trying to get the thing done. I'm close, but not quite there, okay? Still working. Still a work in progress, right? But I'm working. I'm working hard to get it done, all right? Once I get it done, I'm gonna put some pictures out there or a little slideshow so you guys can see what I accomplished, okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, on tomorrow, I'm going to have a young lady on the show and I'm going to call tomorrow Empowerment Saturday, okay? you're going to come on the show and talk a little bit about just different things, okay? Just different things, you know, what's going on with her, and she's going to give some insight and maybe give you guys some words of encouragement so that you can do better with life. I think it's a lot of things that will help you, okay? I'm going to be listening intently, all right? And I hope you will too. But that's tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock a.m., right here live on the Frank Williams Show, okay? Now, let's see. Today's word of the day. I tell you guys, I'm going to give you a word of the day every day. And today's word of the day is Lido. Lido. You know, when they say Lido, that reminds me of we were on a cruise one time. And we were there that night. I think we were laying in bed about to go to sleep. And they came over the intercom and said, there's a midnight buffet on the Lido deck. On the Lido deck of the ship, there's a barbecue buffet at midnight on the Lido deck. I was like, midnight? Oh, my God. So we got up and hit the Lido deck that night and ate some barbecue at midnight. Just came and hung out. I mean, that's the way those cruises are, man. You know, you walk the ship all night if you want. There are things to do all night, all day, and there's things to eat all night and all day on those ships. So today's word of the day is Lido. L-I-D-O, Lido. And Lido is a noun, and it's a fashionable beach resort. Lido is a fashionable beach resort. An example of Lido is Sharon bought a new bathing suit in anticipation of her upcoming vacation at a luxurious Lido. So, she bought a new bathing suit in anticipation of her upcoming vacation at a luxurious, fashionable beach resort or a luxurious Lido. Okay? That's Lido. It's a fashionable beach resort. So, that's your word of the day. Okay? Lido. Fashionable beach resort. Now, guys, you can follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. And if you are on my show page right now at Blog Talk Radio, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and be able to and start to follow the show. You'll be able to get show notes on a daily basis about the show, and you won't have to miss a show. Okay, you can also follow us on Facebook. You can go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page, and type in the search box there, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. My show page should come up there. Go ahead and become friends of the show. And on Twitter, you can follow us on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. Okay? So that means that whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you should never miss an episode of the show. If you don't want to, okay? Now, again, I told you guys that on tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., I'm going to have a special show. It's going to be Empowerment Saturday. I'm going to have a young lady to come on the show and talk with you guys, okay? And then on Monday, I'm going to have a special show on Monday. It's going to be at the same time, 6:30 p.m., this is going to be about the NFL and the football player, Ray Rice. I know it's been all in the news. I know you guys have heard about it. But, they've done Mr. Rice an injustice, the NFL has. And because of that, I'm going to talk about it a little bit, maybe go in length with it. And and try to help you guys understand what's going on, and help myself understand what's going on with that, okay? Because I don't think that when you have a player, okay, could be any player, that gets into it with his girlfriend, wife, or whatever, domestic violence, okay, that he should be put out of the game for it, especially for his first offense. And if he's in a repeat offender over and over again, then, yeah, that may cause for harsher action. But a first offense, and, you know, I guess she got hurt, but I don't know. She got knocked out, okay? So I don't know if she really got hurt or injured or not. But she did come to, and she was able to stand, and they carried on to her next place, wherever she was going, right? So, but if you have a domestic violence, someone really got hurt, I think there should be actions taken by the league to discipline that player. But you have to put it into the contract of the NFL and the Players Association in order to make it work. I don't believe that right now, well, they have adopted some rules now as far as domestic violence. But before now, I don't think there were rules specifically targeting domestic violence for players. So, you know, this is unprecedented. So if it's unprecedented, that means you have to figure it out, put something in the rules, make a decision, put something in the rules, right, and then go forward so that anything afterwards that happens within the league with the player as far as domestic violence, then then there should be huge actions taken, right? Huge actions taken. And, guys, forgive me for yawning. I don't know why I am. I guess I may be a little tired. But forgive me for that. If you hear a pause in the show, that's me yawning probably, okay? Now, I keep it 100% on my show, right? I don't pass anything by you guys. I keep it 100%. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's episode is Free Fall Friday. All lines are open for your call. So if you guys want to call in and talk about anything that you want, the show is open. Okay. Now, tonight is Friday, and on Friday there's you know, high school football and all different things like this, that where you guys can go in and watch a high school football game if you want or whatever. I kind of like to watch the high schoolers because I like to see the quarterback. I like to see the quarterbacks because they're so enthused about playing, and most of them are having a great time. Okay, most of them are having a great time. So I like to watch that. Okay. And it's high school football tonight. Friday Night Lights, right? High school football tonight. Everybody's off and running. Okay? So, again, it's Free Fall Friday. And I also talked a little bit a few days ago about debt collectors. Okay? And having huge debt out there that you may not be able to handle, or, you know, something like that. But you have to come to an agreement with the people that you owe and help them to understand your budget, where you are as far as income goes, and what you can send them each month in order to slowly chew off your dick. Okay? And that's something that you have to do. And you have to be conscious of that. Because if you don't, if you just ignore it, then it's going to go into your credit, you know, help, you're going to hurt your credit file, all this stuff. And you're going to get harassing calls from debt collectors. So try to maintain a good relationship with people that have loaned you money or who have given money out on your behalf in order for you to get something done. You know, I had a caller to call into the show talking about they had a hospital emergency at the Stanton Hospital for like a week, racked up, $25,000 in medical bills, and, of course, couldn't pay it back. I believe they may have ignored it and didn't pay the hospital. So then when that happens, then debt collectors come in and they start to harass you for the money, okay? And in America, there is no prisons for debtors, people that owe other people money. There are no prisons for that. So you can't go to jail for it. You just have to be able to deal with the harassing call, okay? But again, I encourage you to make an attempt to get some kind of an agreement with the company so that you can keep your things straight, keep your credit online, and make payments until you've gotten that debt paid off. Now, if you have some cash sitting around in the bank, then, you know, you may want to ask them for a settlement. You may want to ask them to settle with you for a few thousand dollars. And if they agree to it, then, okay, cut them a check. Get it, you know, make sure you get it in writing, okay? Cut them a check. Make sure you get something in writing from them saying that they'll accept this amount of money. Once you get that in writing, then go ahead and cut them a check, you know, write you a little letter, send it back to them and tell them, hey, good riddance. Don't ever call me again. Don't ever harass me again. And that's the way you have to do it in order to stay on top of your credit worthiness. Okay, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Great, great Friday. Like I said, it was hot earlier and sunny. Now it's overcast and thundering. I don't know when or if it's going to rain, but we'll see. We'll see what happens, okay? We'll just have to see what happens. And again, guys, you know, when you're out there on Friday night, there are crazies on the streets on Friday night. There are people that drink all night on Friday. So you have to be careful, right? Please be careful. We want you to be safe. Also, the new movie, I'm not sure what it's called. No Good Deed or something. But the new Idris Elba and Taraji P. Henson movie debuts today. And I think my family is going to see it. I'm not, but I think they are. I'm not going. I'd rather wait, let it come out on DVD or whatever and check it out then. I just hate to pay a lot of money to go and sit in a movie for 2 hours. That drives me up the wall. Okay? When there are so many other movies out here that we haven't seen, that we could pay $5 here at the house and watch it and have it for 2 days. Not 2 hours. Okay? Something just doesn't jive there, right? You can order it for, you can order it on your TV for $5. you know, a new release movie. You can order it on TV for $5. Or you can go to the movie if it's like with my family, three of them. Probably going to cost anywhere from $7 to $10 each. I don't know how much the movies cost now. But that's at least $21 to $30. And that doesn't include gas and food. Because you're going to want some popcorn and a drink. And then you gotta drive there, so you need gas. Turn into a $50, $60 night. Easy. For going to a 2-hour movie. Hey, but, you know, hey, to each his own, right? Do that. A lot of people hit the movies, you know, nowadays. A lot. Okay? But I think the price is starting to increase because the people are starting to decrease. Right, the price of movies are increasing because the people are decreasing who are going to the movie, and that's the way that works. All right, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, I got a few minutes left in the show, but because of, again, I want to remind you guys, tomorrow I have a young lady on the show. Going to be Empowerment Saturday. She's going to come in and she's going to empower you guys. She's going to give you guys some words of wisdom, some encouraging words that will probably help you to move on with something in your life. I'm sure you can relate this to something in your life with no problem, right? I'm sure that you can. And she's going to be on the show tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. sharp. Be here, right here on the Frank Williams Show. kind of losing my voice here, I guess, but I don't usually do shows over the weekend, but I am doing a special show for her. She had a great show maybe 2 weeks ago on a Saturday, and I'm allowing her to come back on the show again tomorrow to do her thing. So look out for that, guys. Be here tomorrow, AM, right here on the Frank Williams Show. It's Friday. It's overcast. Have a great time if you're going out tonight. Be careful and remember not to drink and drive. Take care, guys.
You want me to stay? I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time?